There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Oh, yeah, baby. You know what time it is. A little spin-a-rooney around the NFL. A couple of games that we didn't mention with Jay Gruden. And we tried to cover as much of the big games as we could. But Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons win at the buzzer 26-24 over the New Orleans Saints. Younghoe Koo with the game-winning 58-yard field goal, I believe it was, with 2 seconds left. Yeah, 58-yard field goal after it looked like Kirk Cousins and the Falcons were in a lot of trouble. But they got bailed out a little bit. I thought a good call on a Paulson Adebo, not a Grant Paulson, a Paulson Adebo defensive pass interference penalty. And even though Adebo made a play 2 plays later, and it looked like the Falcons, were going to be in a little bit of trouble because, again, it was 4th and 10, and it set up a 58-yarder. But indoor, man, today's game, 58-yarders are much more commonplace than certainly they used to be. And Koo nailed it. And the Falcons survived at home. Would not have been a good thing to A, lose a division game, B, lose at home for a second straight week and a third time overall. Because remember, they dropped their season opener to the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. So the Falcons now 2-2, Saints 2-2. They lost Taysom Hill midway through this game, and that really hurt them because early in the first half, he had 2 rushing touchdowns, 2 and 5 yards, plus he had a 4th and 1 conversion, did Hill, the versatile do-everything, switchblade, kind of running back, quarterback, whatever, and just a bigger body, obviously. And that really hurt New Orleans creativity. I should have known this. Derek Carr was going to revert back to, well, being Derek Carr, because I picked him up on my fantasy team 2 weeks ago. And since then, he's done a whole bunch of bupkis. Pretty much. 26-24, Atlanta over New Orleans. And another example of how success can be so fleeting in the NFL. The Saints were the talk of the NFL from a overall and from an offensive perspective after 2 weeks with Clint Kubiak. And now all of a sudden they're like, if they don't have Taysom Hill, they're not good. And that's kind of the deal. All right, so the Atlanta Falcons win. How about the Jacksonville Jaguars? They drop to 0-4. They lose a heartbreaker in the final moments of the game as the Houston Texans come from behind. I have not been impressed at all by the Houston Texans so far this year. Dari Agumbawale with the 1 yard touchdown pass from CJ Stroud with 18 seconds left. 24-20, the final score. The Jaguars are 0-4. Doug Peterson snipping at media, who asked him after the game, hey man, you know, job security, are you worried about it? And after he kind of normally answered it, he was like, kind of a weird question. No! No, it's not. You guys sucked after going 8-3 last year. You threw up all over yourselves down the backstretch last year, the final six games of the year. You won one game against a horrible Carolina team. And you're 0-4 this year and 0-2 in the last 5.5 days. Now, again, they played a lot better yesterday. They were in position to win that game and still lost. And once again, like Trevor Lawrence was good in some ways statistically, 2 touchdowns, no picks. But 18 of 33 for $1.69? Sorry, Jack. That's not what I'm paying you $250 million for. Got to be better than that. If you're looking for a fantasy running back, Tank Bigsby of the Jaguars had 90 rushing yards yesterday and a 58-yarder, and he's got some juice. He's got some speed. Just if you're looking for a fantasy running back, like most of us probably are. Meanwhile, in some of the late action, which I didn't get to see closely, I mean, I did get to see a little bit of the Cleveland-Vegas game. We talked about that. The Sunday nighter, of course, a dominant effort by the Baltimore Ravens. But how about the Kansas City Chiefs? A, winning on the road to go to 4-0, 17-10. And once again, they find a way to just, you know, grind one out. They were down 10-0 in this game. Now, San Diego, Los Angeles did not have Bosa. They didn't have their starting right tackle, Joe Alt. I get it. But Kansas City, without all of the pieces that they had, and they lose Rashee Rice in the first half, probably to a season-ending ACL, they still find a way to win. Kareem Hunt back from the dead, 14 carries, 69 yards. Xavier Worthy had a long touchdown pass, 54 yards from Patrick Mahomes. And that's a pretty decent Charger team that's now dropped 2 in a row, granted, close, and the Chiefs somehow are 4-0. But no Pacheco for at least the next 4 or 5 weeks. No Rashee Rice. They already lost Hollywood Brown for the year. Oh, by the way, Samaje Perine, man. I can't do a good Jay Gruden. Samaje Perine with a touchdown run for the Kansas City Chiefs. That was the game-winning score for undefeated Kansas City at 4-0. And just quickly, and we'll save the rest of the NFL. Maybe we'll do a bunch with Doc tomorrow. From college football over the weekend, everybody probably saw at least the highlights of Georgia and Alabama. So I'm sitting there trying desperately not to fall asleep because I'm an old man. But I'm into it, right? Georgia and Alabama were pretty damn good. Back and forth. And you should have known Alabama kicked their ass in the first half. I think they were up 28-0 at one point. And then you should have known that Georgia was going to wake up and smell the roses a little bit and come back. But, you know, on the road, you never know. Listen, I mean, Georgia and Alabama, I wouldn't say it's like an all-time classic just because of how one-sided it was for a lot of the game. But the last quarter and change, I mean, you're not going to find much more entertaining football than that. Now, I don't know what happened to Georgia in the first half. I don't know. But for Georgia to come back and take that lead and then to give it up on the very next play, Ryan Williams, who's like 17 years old, making big play after big play. Unbelievable. Number 4 Alabama beats number 2 Georgia in Tuscaloosa. Just a crazy ending to that game. And I'm convinced this, even in the SEC, I don't know how many teams can play good defense anymore. Yeah, the SEC usually has 2 or 3 teams, usually Alabama and Georgia, that can play really good defense. But against each other, it generally seems to be all out Donnybrooks. Not all the time, but a bunch of the time. And that's what you were left with Saturday night, trying to clean up that. But I guess a good job out of Alabama for blowing a big lead and then coming right back and then holding on for dear life with the interception in the end zone. And I think the kid that came away with the interception was an 18-year-old true freshman, I believe. So good win for Alabama there as they survive and obviously move move forward without the – and listen, the college football playoff is going to allow Georgia to be clearly in it unless for whatever reason Georgia loses a couple more games. So that's not the issue. And by the way, what did I tell you, Matt? The Mets are now losing 7.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 6. I mean, did I not call it or did I not call it? Am I the smartest guy alive or am I the smartest guy alive? So anyway, that's that. Listen, Virginia Tech... God, they lost a heartbreaker on Friday night. I don't think the kid ever had full possession of it. I don't think it should have been ruled a catch, but I was telling Toby Altizer, who does pre, half, and post for Virginia Tech football, and I was watching it very closely. I don't think the kid ever had full possession, but they ruled it a catch. I have no idea how they overturned it. I know what they said. Player out of bounds, touched it, this, that, and the other thing. Again, I thought it was a weird call from the beginning because I don't think Virginia Tech had full possession. Some people agree with that. Some people don't. But once you call it a touchdown or whatever you call it on the field and then say, well, we have to have indisputable evidence to overturn it, I don't know where they got indisputable evidence. I just don't know. That sucks for Virginia Tech because earlier in the game, they got hosed on a long touchdown run on a phantom holding call. So theoretically, Virginia Tech got hosed, screwed, twice by officiating, by replay, by a blown call, wiping out 2 potential touchdowns, and they lose to Miami. And now Miami goes to Cal this Saturday, and they're going to be all fired up, juiced up out there because that's the first time College Game Day is there. Did you realize College Game Day has been to James Madison a couple of times, has never been to College Park, Maryland, has never been to Charlottesville, Virginia in their entire history. 2 of the 3 main big area, not local, big area schools, they've been to Virginia Tech. But no Charlottesville, no College Park, Maryland, and yet they've been to James Madison a couple of times. Interesting.
Clean up in aisle 3.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.